From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Senate this afternoon gave final approval for John Negroponte to become the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq. The vote was 95-3. Negroponte is currently the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He'll take charge of what is to be the government's largest embassy once a transfer of power takes place in Iraq. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, there are lingering concerns about Negroponte's record on human rights during his time as U.S. ambassador to Honduras.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Richard Lugar declared the entire plan for a political transition in Iraq is at stake as he pleaded with colleagues today for swift approval of John Negroponte's nomination.
The post will be one of the most consequential ambassadorships in American history.
And Negroponte, Lugar said, is clearly the man for the job. He called the career diplomat a professional in every sense of the word. But Lugar also acknowledged his panel is aware Negroponte is a controversial public figure.
The committee was mindful from previous confirmation hearings on Ambassador Negroponte that questions have been raised about his tenure in Honduras. There have been, at the time of his UN confirmation, those questions and others that members had.
Most of those questions about Negroponte arise from the 4 years he spent heading the U.S. Embassy in Honduras in the early 1980s. William Leogrand, who's dean of American University's School of Public Affairs, has written extensively about that period.
During Negroponte's ambassadorship, the Honduran armed forces, with the help of the Central Intelligence Agency and the support of U.S. military advisors, was engaged in a program of disappearing people that disagreed with the regime. The embassy knew about it. We have declassified records now that show they knew about it. We have testimony from people who served under Negroponte that people in the embassy knew about it, but looked the other way.
Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin warned his colleagues on the Senate floor today that with the photos of prisoner abuse that have come out, human rights has become an extremely delicate issue in Iraq for the U.S.
I believe nominating Ambassador Negroponte to this vital post would send entirely the wrong message. He is not the right person for this job at this time.
But other senators who've been highly critical of Negroponte in the past supported his nomination. Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd voted to confirm Negroponte in committee the day before CBS aired the photos of prisoner abuse.
And I got a lot of calls on it. I think I had 100 calls that came in from groups that remember the days in Honduras and to the extent that they was knowledgeable about death squad activity and so forth. And that's always been a matter of concern. But it doesn't override my conclusion that he's certainly competent to do this job.
And Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed said before today's vote it could well be that Negroponte's record needs further examination.
But we're in a sort of delicate situation of timing. July 1st, we have to have an ambassador on the ground. And we're in an awkward situation in terms, and I think serious terms, that if his nomination is rejected, do we have the time and a suitable person to go in and take up his responsibility?
Such a search for an alternative won't be necessary since the man who was once known as the proconsul in Honduras will be headed next month for Baghdad. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.